Okay.
Some of them are in front.
Right there? Then you can look right here. Okay.
Am I going to you?
Yeah, I can get it. Alright. No, you're fine. Don't let me get in your
Okay, I'm good to go here. You guys are.
Everybody ready? Okay.
Yep.
We'll have you start with your name and title.
Sure. Ben Horsley, HORSLEY, Granite School District spokesman.
And tell us what you've learned about what happened here.
At this point in time, just as a brief summary, we had an accident just prior to school starting this morning. A student exited his parents' vehicle and attempted to cross the road while not using the crosswalk. And a driver who did not see the victim in this particular case obviously made contact. Very serious accident. The student was transported in serious condition, has now just been downgraded to critical condition. With respect to that, there's a lot of somber mood in the school. We're very concerned for him and his family, and for the driver as well. We do have some grief counselors who come and assisted us from some other schools. We've had a handful of students come down and get assistance, but we've actually had a number of adults requesting help as well. These are our kids. We care about them just as much as their families do in some instances, and we're all a big family here, so just our thoughts and prayers are with the family.
I feel like this is a message that we keep trying to say, to be careful, to please be careful around schools. And we don't know until the investigation's done, I'm sure, does this look like they just didn't see the student?
At this point in time, the preliminary investigation seems to indicate that, and obviously West Valley could comment on this further, but that the student was not in a crosswalk. There is a lighted crosswalk right here in front of the school, obviously in a hurry. It's just a grim reminder and something that we'll be reviewing with all students, that you need to take the time and be safe. So not only for drivers, but also for our students as well. We would encourage parents to talk to their kids, no matter if they're part of Granite School District or not. Take the time, make sure to remind them that it's not worth saving the time to endanger yourself. Make sure to utilize crosswalks and the other tools and resources that are available to help keep you safe.
And parents dropping off in this busy time can also try to drop their child off in a safe place.
Especially with the fog and some other conditions with the light, daylight savings. We had an accident just last week where the sun was in a driver's eyes. You just got to slow down. When you can't see and visibility is limited, we don't want to be in this situation. And there's two accidents in the last week that are both very serious. And hopefully, we don't know what's going to happen with this one, but obviously with this condition being downgraded, it's very, very serious.
You talked about this, but these schools, they really are a community, the neighborhood, the community. A lot of these parents and school employees are parents themselves. The teachers, they see these students every day for hours. This really has to be hitting them so hard.
Absolutely. Some of our first responders were parents and a couple of counselors, so you can see how that it's traumatizing for students in and of themselves, but we kind of forget the impact on the adults as well, who work with these kids constantly. This student is new to this school location, 7th grade, 13-year-old, but just very traumatic situation.
Even new to the school, it's still a part of the family.
Absolutely.
Okay. What are we forgetting? You said you've got some help with counselors here.
Absolutely, and we'll have those Greek counselors and those resources available all day. Even if adults need to come in from the community, our other parents who are concerned, it's just a constant reminder to hug your kids and love one another and be kind to each other. You just never know when something unfortunate like this could occur, and so we're just going to try to wrap our arms around this family and help them out.
Is the mom okay? I
don't have a lot of detail on that. I know we have West Valley has a police officer up the school up at Primary Children's, and we're just kind of working through West Valley with them on this.
And I know 14-year-old. His age has kind of been tossed back to 14, 13.
I just verified his age is, in fact, 13 years old. He is a 7th grader here.
And new to the
area. I think he just transferred schools. I don't necessarily, I believe he was a Hunter Junior prior to coming here. He started coming to this school location in October.
And the elementary student struck about 4 days ago. Is he okay now back home?
Yeah, actually his condition has improved. I believe he was actually released yesterday, still in a wheelchair with some significant injuries, but doing much better.
Oh my gosh. What else are we forgetting? Anything else? Anything else we're forgetting?
At this point in time, that's all I can think of.
No, that's perfect.